are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be this one, Alabama. I'm talking about this show goes, whew, like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. So Boomer, on the far side of the world last night, in the Reagan Library, which looks like a very cool place, by the way. And you said that, too.
It looks like a very cool place.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like a Smithsonian-style place. I mean, how epic is that to have Air Force One in the museum standing over the presidential primary candidates?
It was pretty awesome. And then off to the side was Marine One.
Oh, that's right. It was.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it was pretty cool to see both, like, right there. I was impressed.
It gives you an indication how big that facility is to be able to house Air Force One like that, because it was in full. It was like wingspan and all. It was there. All right. So you watched the debate. You and the lovely McQueen watched the debate last night?
We did.
All right. If you had to pick one, if you had to say, that was the best line, is there one that stands out to you?
Actually, I have one.
Oh.
I do have a line.
Well, I didn't ask because I didn't think you did, so you go ahead.
Well, I don't know it verbatim, but my favorite one was actually from Mike Pence, Vice President Mike Pence, surprisingly, right? Oh,
yeah. If he did nothing else right, he got Boomer support a little bit.
My favorite line of the night was when he stood up, I think it was probably halfway through, maybe closer to the end, and he said, listen, we're all doing this because we believe in this country and because the current leadership in the White House is not there, and that's why we're all so passionate up here on the stage.
Absolutely. That was a good line.
He said, obviously that wasn't verbatim, but that was my favorite one because in my eyes, if you ask me what my thoughts are on the entire debate, I think it's hogwash. I'm over it. I'm already over it. Like, I love debates against Republican and Democrats. Yeah. I don't like debates against our own party because it gets more in my head as a
it's
like a chicken fight, you know, and you're trying to outdo the next person, and then they start yelling at each other, and then
it's a circular firing squad.
Yeah, and we're all I'm not saying this, we're all on the same team type thing, but I mean we are. Like, we're not, like, it's exactly what Mike Pence said. We're all here trying to do the same thing.
Yeah.
So why try to tear each other down? Let's just hear what you have to say.
Okay, so that was good stuff. So do you have a dud moment, like something that was said and you're like, that didn't work?
I mean, honestly, anytime they started bantering back at each other and I couldn't hear a word, I basically lost interest and started doing something else in the house. And then when it finally got back to one person and one person was talking, I started listening.
Yeah, one of those moments where you just go to Instagram on your phone while they argue with each other.
I mean,
yeah.
I get it when they're talking about somebody and saying one thing about, hey, this person did this, and you know they're trying to demean them a little bit. Okay, but this person did this and I did this. You're probably telling the truth, but are you really telling the whole truth?
Okay, but here was the dud moment, I think, of the night.
All right,
I'm going to give you. Did you see the moment when Chris Christie? Tried to insult Trump,
and he tried to
give
Trump
a nickname to Trump, and it so crashed and burned. It's like, in fact, do you have that sound effect? That dun dun dun. Don't you have that?
Where is it?
Yeah, you need to find that one because that was it.
It was bad. That part was bad.
He tries to name him Donald Duck because he's ducking the debates. I'm like,
right,
we're gonna call you Donald Duck, and you could see as soon as he said it, he thought, that didn't work.
Why did I say this?
I'm just kidding. Yeah.
That was a really wild moment.
Oh, that was like, I was just like sweating for him. I don't even like the guy.
He got some booze after that.
I think, did he really?
Oh, yeah, he did.
Wow. I think, you know, so there was one of the other moments too that I thought was like, that didn't go the way you planned, and it was the moderator. So I like Dana Perino. I think Dana Perino is usually pretty sharp. I like her presence on the screen. I mean, she does a pretty good job. She's got a great resume. She comes at the issues from experience. Last night, she was like the enforcer. Like she was the one cracking the whip. And sometimes she did it well. Sometimes she got a little carried away. But at the very end, did you see the scene? Were you still on it when they did the thing when she asked him about if they were on the Survivor Island, which one of their fellow members on the stage would they vote off the island?
No.
Okay.
I didn't see that part. Was that at the end?
It did not go the way she planned.
Uh-oh.
So So, I mean, the only thing that could have been better is that they all voted her off the island. But right. You know, but instead, what happened was it was really interesting. It was a moment of unanimity on the stage. So in that moment, Ron DeSantis just goes, "Wait a minute, that's disrespectful of all of us on the stage right now that you would ask us to do that. I'm not doing it. That's we're here to debate the issues. Can we please?" And you could see some of them had started to write down on their pads a name, and they all put their pens down and kind of went, "Yeah." And she goes, "So none of you are going to do it?" And they all went, "No." And I thought, what just happened right then? If they can grab hold of it, the DeSantis campaign, he just got all of them to do what he was going to do on the stage.
Exactly.
It was a moment.
Wow.
So I tweeted that one out, and it's on my Twitter feed if you want to see it, at Sin Phil Williams.
I need to watch that. I mean, I must have just been turned done.
Well, it was
at the end.
It was towards the very end. Okay. Yeah. So if you were already getting tired of it, you probably most of the world was not even present at that moment. But anyway, so there were several other things. So I'll give you a few things that were out there. I mean, depending on who you talk to, like for instance, Liz Peek writing for Fox News, she gave her opinion was that the winner of the evening was Governor Ron DeSantis. Me personally, I think I agree with that. That Governor Ron DeSantis had the best, you know, evening of all of them. It doesn't mean that he upped his game. Doesn't mean that he. It meant what he did was he recovered from a little bit of a flat performance last time. He was very commanding of the issues. There were a couple of times when I saw him actually take a question that the Univision lady, what's her name, Ilya, I've forgotten her last name. I'll think of it in a minute. Anyway, she was an interesting person to have up there because she kept asking questions that were skewed, if you know what I'm saying. But DeSantis would actually flip those around and be able to use them to his advantage. And there were a couple of times when she asked him a question and she opened a door for him to go places that she hadn't planned on, that he did quite a bit. Some of them would just flat change the subject and pretend they weren't going to answer the question. He would answer the question in a way he wanted to answer it, in such a way as to illustrate things that she hadn't planned on in the question. It was good. What were you about to say? I saw you.
I was just going to say, I think before you go into all your stuff,
yeah.
For me,
yeah.
Because I'm sitting here listening the whole time.
Come on.
I think DeSantis was the front runner on this debate this time.
I think he was. Yep. I agree.
So that's my two cents before.
All right. Well, then since I already had that one out there and you said it, who do you think was number two?
Ooh. It's tough. I know who McQueen's number two is. I don't know my number two, actually. I still like Ramaswamy, but he irked me a little bit.
He was a little bit Rama Smarmy last night.
Yeah, he was a little too much. Like if he would have just stayed in his lane last night, I probably still would have liked him a lot. But he did a lot too much of the you know, throwing back at you.
He did, and he also kept going kind of like, "Can't we all just get along?"
Yeah,
and I'm
just
like,
"Stop, just stop." No. I like him, but he just did a little too much last night. Nikki Haley
did okay.
That's McQueen's.
Is that hers?
Yes,
I hers. Thought Nikki Haley did pretty good, but I think every once in a while she gets into like sort of like the mean lecturing teacher mode. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like she turned around to Ramaswamy at one point and said, "I feel dumber every time I hear you talk." And I'm like, wow.
Right. And I asked McQueen last night, and I'm sure
normal.
She'll talk about it later today, but I asked her why, and she started going on, and I don't remember the rest of the conversation.
Wait, so what you're saying is your wife started talking and you tuned it out. That's what I just heard.
I did.
I think we better go to break right now, bro. We are. We're going to go to a break. We're going to come right back. We've got somebody calling in. I believe our friend Lee from Huntsville is going to come in and give her our commentary. You guys jump on in here. Who do you think won? Who do you think was number two? Give us the whole order if you want to. And was there a certain moment where you thought, well, that was a dud? Or was anybody else like spot on, like Boomer had a great quote that he thought was his favorite quote? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, 833-687-4448. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Yeah, making common sense a superpower. Hey, real quick before I go to the phones, Jeff from Green Hill, Alabama says, debates are supposed to gain support for a candidate. I didn't see anything that changed my opinion at all. All right, there you go. Bryant with for the T from Huntsville says, wonder how many times Chris Christie practiced that Donald Duck speech in the mirror. You could see that he had practiced that line. And I'm wondering what staffer wrote that line for him that he's now going back and looking at their resume and trying to decide how they got on his team. Hey, let me go to the phones real quick. Our friend Lee from Huntsville. Hey, Lee, how you doing?
I am doing well.
Good. What's your thinkings?
I enjoyed it last night watching the debate. Not really, but I watched it. it was a lot of the same, but you want to ask me some questions like you did Bimmer?
Let me ask you this. Was there a moment that stood out to you as a dynamic moment, and was there a dud moment?
Yes. Dud moment was definitely that stupid joke.
The Donald Duck?
I'm glad you mentioned that. Yeah. Because it was so prepared. It was just, Pence made one. I can't remember what it is, but he said something. Oh, that he didn't belong on the assembly line. Biden belonged in the unemployment line. I'm like, that is so lame, dude. Stop it. We all know that. Like, you know what I mean? Just lame.
So it was, what about a dynamic moment? How about, yeah, like a good one?
Although I did not think he had a best night, my favorite line was from Ramaswamy, who said essentially that the America First movement didn't belong to Trump. He was the biggest champion. He was a good president. But it didn't belong to him, and that others could I'm paraphrasing, but could take up the mantle. I thought that was a very good line, and I like that he's trying to reach out, to those who may be diehard Trump voters, saying, "Hey, I get it. I think he's a great president too. There's problems right now. We don't know how it's going to end," sort of thing.
Yeah. No, I can see that. That was a good line. I remember that. I remember thinking when he said it that that's exactly what you just mentioned, that he was trying to bridge that gap. And pick up a point or two of Trump folks who may be on the bottom end of supporting Trump. All right, so let me ask you this. Last night, second debate, debates have their place in the political scene, and I think they're, even though they're irritating at times, I still think they have some merit. Was there a winner of last night's debate?
Yes, I have to agree with Boomer. I think DeSantis did come off as the most presidential of the group, and Tim Scott. I have to say, because I didn't hear that much from him before. I don't think it's like someone told him, pinched him really hard before this debate and said, you got to get out there and show your personality more because you're flying over like a lead balloon. So I think he kind of got out there and got a few more zings in than he did before and was talking a bit more. But I felt like DeSantis came across as more presidential maybe. But, yeah, I thought they both had a good night. I don't like Nikki Haley. I'm just going to put that up front. But she did have a good night. I just don't care for her. I think she's a warmonger. But I did think that it sounds like she wants to get us into war with Mexico, too. The biggest part of my problem with her is listening to her talk about the Mexico, how they're going to go in and take out, which I would love nothing more than to go in and, drone bomb all the, big drug cartels. But she knows that they run the government there, and that it's just not that simple, and that we can't go into a sovereign country and do what she's saying without we got to strong arm the country to invite us in to help them do it. We can't just go and do it.
Well, so let me ask you this. I think DeSantis kind of has a military, not just military on the border, but military action regarding the cartel's stance too. Do you not feel that way about DeSantis's view? I mean, or do you share the same opinion between both of them?
I feel like DeSantis has a more measured approach. He's been in war, and while I recognize and I felt it was a little forced that the moderator had to go, oh, well, Nikki Haley's husband's in war right now. He said that but he's been there. There's a difference between having a spouse go, which is a huge, don't get me wrong, that's a huge sacrifice, and how worried you are for your spouse when they go. But he was in the middle of it. He understands it better, and I think that no one can convince me Nikki Haley doesn't, that there's a war she doesn't like, because she's always been right there with it. But I think DeSantis has a more measured approach, And I think he recognizes that it's going to have to be a joint effort with Mexico.
Okay, so let me ask you this. I didn't get a chance to ask Boomer yet, but I'll ask you while I got you on the line. So we had a debate stage. You know, there were a couple of folks who didn't make it on the stage. Larry Elder hasn't made it yet. And then Asa Hutchinson, they dropped him off. He wasn't able to make it back this time. I'm of the mind that we need to winnow down the field a little bit. Was there anybody up there on stage who you think needs to go ahead and start, you know, making the curtain call?
Oh, yeah. First off, I like some of Burgum's ideas, but no one knows who he is, and he has eyebrows like a Muppet. He has to go. He's never going to be president.
Wait, he has eyebrows like a Muppet?
He looks like a combination of the Count on Sesame Street and the who's the one in the garbage can?
Oscar. Yeah. Boomer's over here going,
he's like
Oscar.
A combination of the two.
Oh, that's hilarious. Okay, so you think it's about time for Bergman to drop off? Anybody else?
And Pence. And honestly,
Come on.
You Pence, know it. Bergman.
Christie.
What's his name? Chris Christie. Yeah. Cross. You know what I was? I'm like, you know, the fat one. Yeah, Chris Christie, and he says a lot of the right things, but he is dyed in the wool rhino. Period. I will never forget the picture of him skipping along with Obama. That one picture that no one can ever forget. I'm like, he just that's who he is. He's get along and go along. We can't have that.
Well, he's also you're talking about which one are you talking about now, Christie or Pence? Which one are you saying?
Christie. Pence is just a backstabber.
I think that Christie is also an extremely bitter man. Somewhere along the line, yeah, he got sideways with Trump, and I think Trump is basically living rent-free inside his head right now, and he can't seem to shake it, and it's tainting everything he says and does. It's like someone paid him to go be the anti-Trump, and he's doing it kind of in overkill mode right now.
There's like vitriol. You can just see it. He hates him.
I don't want Pence, a bitter president.
No. And I also want one that's healthy. I mean, I'm not slender by any means, but I'm just saying I need someone who I don't think is going to keel over from a heart attack. Let me say this. Pence, I cracked up a couple of times when he's talking about we did this and we did that. And I was like, oh, who's the we, Mr. VP? Who's the we?
Yeah.
You do nothing. So I just thought that was ridiculous.
He's got to tread thin ice because he knows if he criticizes his former boss, is like, okay, oh, by the way, that was my administration too. It's a crazy situation. All right, Lee, we appreciate you as always. Thank you so much for calling in and giving us your input, and we will have you back on again soon, all right?
I enjoyed it.
All right, see ya. A couple of text messages before we get to the break. And then, by the way, remember, coming up here in the next few minutes, Buzz Patterson, a retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel who wrote the best-selling book called Dereliction of Duty, regards to his time spent carrying the nuclear football for Bill Clinton. He's been on the show before. He's going to call in. I think he had some firsthand experience with the debates yesterday, and he certainly has some thoughts based on his Twitter feed. Brian from Huntsville says Donald Duck by Christie was a Mickey Mouse move. Well played. Frank from Huntsville is just basically joking with you about how well you do on NCAA Pick'em. I see it. We all know it's a fix, Frank. We got the inside track over here. We know. Joe from Birmingham says, how did Governor DeSantis' wife get a seat right behind Dana? I think all the family members were right behind the moderators, and she just happened to be there. So I don't see that as being a thing. All right. Listen, y'all stay tuned. We're coming right back with Buzz Patterson and more on politics. Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned.